Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout, all episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Hour 2 live in L.A. It's called The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. New haircut boy today. Got a new haircut. Feeling very good about it right now. Very nice new haircut. Joy has a new style this week. I like it a lot. Big fan.
Thank you.
Very nice style.
Thanks.
It's wild, but professional.
Thank you. Well, as long as it fits in the screen, it's very big. So
there you go.
We don't have to change the cameras around here. Yeah. Big news.
What big news?
Big news.
What
big news.
The Herd brought to you by Jersey Mike Sub. Be a
that
sub
is important.
Above.
It's Wednesday.
Was that the big news?
No.
What's the big news?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here it is. So everybody always freaks out in the NFL. You got to play the young guy. You got to play the young guy. Can't play the old guy. It's just like, take a deep breath. It'll all work out. Matt Nagy just announced Justin Fields for the Bears will start. Now, Andy Dalton's all beat up. He's an old quarterback. That happens. So Justin Fields is going to start. It's going to be bumpy. This is a bad offensive line. I've told you before. I got into this discussion yesterday. I do not trust the Bears front office. I don't call out a lot of front offices. But I don't know if they know how to work the cap. Literally, the Rams must be using a Swiss bank for the last 7 years. Jared Goff eats 13% of their cap. They're still paying Todd Gurley on their cap. And yet they can afford Matt Stafford and Andrew Whitworth and Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. And the Bears don't pay their quarterback, got rid of their best corner because he was too expensive, and they're literally out of money. I can't explain it. Somebody's using a different bank. I don't think they understand the cap. The New Orleans Saints, before they had to unload some contracts 2 years ago, had like 9 highly paid players. O-line, D-line, secondary, wide receiver, quarterback. The Bears don't pay. When if you don't pay your quarterback, then you should have a great offensive line or a great secondary. Or the only unit I like with the Bears, really like, is linebacker. Their offensive line's a mess. How's that possible? You don't pay your quarterback. So Justin Fields is going to be running for his life. They don't have a lot here. They're rebuilding everywhere. If Allen Robinson twists an ankle, I don't like the receiving core. They're still waiting for Tariq Cohen to come back. I think I liked him. So here we go. Ready to go with Justin Fields. Just be fair about it. Be fair with Trevor Lawrence. We view Trevor Lawrence, though, or Zach Wilson. We view them as, they don't have anything to work with. All I'm saying is, I don't think Justin Fields has a lot to work with. I don't. I love Allen Robinson. I like their linebackers. Roquan Smith, Khalil Mack, Robert Quinn. I like their linebackers a lot. Love Allen Robinson. They got a young safety back there that's pretty good, but this is a rebuilding team in Chicago, and Justin Fields, I think a lot of people think this is a great defense. No, it's not. It was a great defense 2 years ago, and they wasted it with Trubisky. It's not a great defense. Inconsistent pass rush. Secondary, eaten alive. Mistake after mistake against the Rams. So just be patient. I'm not saying this is Zach Wilson bad or Trevor Lawrence, but it's not close to what Mac Jones has. Mac Jones has an elite O-line, an elite coordinator, elite head coach, excellent running back group, tremendous defense, and now pretty cagey tight ends and wide receivers. And with that, the voice of college football. Boy, we got a big one this week. Notre Dame at Wisconsin. Joel Klatt joining us live. 44 school records as the Buffalo starting quarterback. So let's start with this. Notre Dame at Wisconsin. So Jack Cohn was the Wisconsin quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't know the particulars, and I'm very well connected. But he ended up at Notre Dame, and now he faces them. And I've always had this weird, I can't figure Wisconsin out. How can they be great everywhere and never at quarterback? So Jack actually has some talent. He goes to Notre Dame, and what I've seen so far, he's better with the Irish than he was with Wisconsin.
You could argue that. It is interesting with Wisconsin, but part of the reason why he is at Notre Dame is because they felt like this Graham Mertz, who is their quarterback, was going to be higher ceiling player than what Cohn is. And Mertz hasn't really panned out in that regard, but they were clamoring for Mertz because he was more highly recruited than Jack Cohn. Cohn has been very good for Notre Dame,
yes.
And he's actually given them a little bit more in the passing game and the explosive passing game than they had with Ian Book.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take anything away from Book. He was a winning quarterback.
He's got a better arm than Book, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, and in particular down the field. And Mayer is a great tight end, and I think that they're going to be decent on offense. The struggle comes in for Notre Dame is that they're finally young. I say finally because they've had such a great run of offensive linemen. Such a great run.
Now it's all underclassmen.
And now they've got a lot of young guys who will be great. Like in 2 and 3 years, this Notre Dame offensive line is probably going to be as good as anybody in college football. Top 2-3 offensive line in college football. But right now, they're getting their feet wet. They've dealt with some injuries. And so that's what Cohn is having to deal with is trying to play quarterback behind an offensive line that's not quite giving the same run game production that they had a couple of years ago.
So I have been on this for years, and I think you have. We both love college football, but it's gotten very southern and very insular. Now, I love the SEC. I watch a ton of it. But I don't think any sport is good when it's regional.
Sure.
In fact,
what's wrong with baseball?
It's regional. Like nobody in New York cares about the Padres or the Minnesota Twins.
That's right.
So the NFL, we'll watch anybody. So this year in college football, it feels a little different.
Yes.
So first of all, Dan Mullen's a great coach. Florida gave Alabama a lot of problems.
Everything they could handle.
Now we know A&M and Georgia have 5-star athletes everywhere. So, by the way, I know Alabama is going to be around at the end, but do you think they roll through the SEC?
I will stop short. Listen, I will not make the mistake of saying Alabama is beatable. This is the year. Listen, Alabama still went in and won a game against a ranked opponent on the road with a very young roster, beat up at linebacker, first-year starter at quarterback, replacing all those wide receivers, right? Like, what they were able to do is still pretty impressive. The problem is that we hold them to the Alabama standard, which is beat the doors off of everybody. And maybe they're not quite that team, but they're still a very good team, and they probably will be there in the end. This year for me, though, I feel, and I see it in the ratings of our games and others, I feel it in the stadiums that we're at. And when I just walk around these towns, when I get into town on Thursday and Friday, people are more excited about college football this year than they have been in a long time.
Totally agree.
In a long time. And Colin, I think that part of that, there's two factors that I think are leading to this. One of them is the fact that we've seen vulnerability from the top.
Yeah.
And
Clemson's already lost. Their quarterback is not struggling a little bit.
Ohio State has lost.
Alabama almost lost.
Oklahoma has not looked like good world beaters.
At all. Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden you're getting these other fan bases that are like, hey, this could be a great year for us at Iowa and Penn State. And Michigan State has come out of the doors, you know, playing so well. Michigan has as well. Oregon. You're getting this new blood feel of college football, and I think it's very good for the sport. Also, I would also say that the two things this year that are different are that you've got so many transfers and the super senior, the sixth-year player, which don't necessarily affect in a positive fashion OU, Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama because all of their super seniors are in the NFL.
Right.
So all these other programs have very experienced older players.
Now, let me push back a little. A lot of you guys, you media types, you give flowers to players and coaches. You crown them. And let me push back on this. So, you know, Ryan Day gets the job from Urban, and an hour later, I'm told he's Belichick. He is on the train, and I'm like, all right, I watched their defense last year, stinkeroo. I watch it this year, it's not very good. Everybody, Mark Helfrich took over for Chip Kelly, and for a year, you didn't see anything.
Oh, he had Mariota, still.
Okay, I'm watching Ohio State now. This is the second year without Urban. That defense is not a championship defense.
No.
It's not close.
No, and they're going through some wild growing pains right now. And you could argue like, well, he just inherited everything from Urban, but that's not technically accurate because he recruited Justin Fields to come there. That was a post-Urban decision from Justin Fields.
Yeah.
He hired Jeff Hafley. That actually wasn't Urban's first choice to be the defensive coordinator in Ryan's first year. That was a Ryan hire. Now, as a head coach, what these guys are going to have to start to understand, these young guys, and Lincoln Riley's going to deal with it, and Ryan Day is going to deal with it, is that you have to either be Dabo Sweeney or Nick Saban. What do you mean by that, Joel? Well, Dabo Sweeney has created a culture where all of his assistants just stay.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to deal with the turnover on the staff. You know, Elliott has been there. Venables has been there. They're coordinators. Now, they get the support from the school to pay them handsomely, well over $2 million, just to be assistant coaches. Or you've got to be Nick Saban, which is, I'll win with 8 different coordinators. It doesn't matter because my standard is high enough and the draw to coach here is high enough where it doesn't matter who comes in, we're going to still succeed. And Ryan is going to have to figure out, where do I want to go defensively? It's not a particular scheme, but it's a coach. And he hired Kerry Combs, and it hasn't worked.
No, didn't they demote him?
And then they took his play-calling duties last week in the Tulsa game, and that didn't necessarily work. They're struggling with some personnel, both from injuries and the fact that they're just inexperienced at defensive back.
Let's wait another hour or two before we crown him the next Belichick.
Okay.
A lot of that. I'm not pointing just at you, Clark.
You are actually physically. I feel like physically he was pointing just at me. Ryan is a heck of a coach. Offensively, they're so good, and it won't surprise me at all if they're just fine after all of this is all said and done.
Okay, I want to get to something else. So again, I view myself as almost America's mentor to the media.
America's mentor to the man to the media.
Yeah, Joy and I, by the way, collaborate on this because we see the world from a unique, accurate view.
Well, thank God Joy's involved because if it was just you.
So when Mel Tucker got the Michigan State job, this is where I don't get the media. There were all these questions. I don't know. And I remember going and saying something on Twitter. I don't recall what it was. And I'm like, time out. Mel Tucker's going to be a home run at Michigan State. First of all, I've met Mel. Walks into the room, boom. He's got James Franklin quality. Like some guys walk in and they're like,
Does have presence, and at times it can be even like some people can own the room with like a jovial presence, and some can own it with an angry presence.
His
is more of a, like an intimidating anger type of presence.
But in college football,
brow.
Yes, presence is everything.
I agree.
Clay Helton had none. Mel Tucker's got a presence. The second thing is he turned Colorado in 2 years, which is a soft, croissant,
stop it.
At the bakery program into a physical presence. Now, here's
Colorado is a great, historically good program that has fallen on some hard times, and they're going to be just fine. But I do agree with you, though.
He's the best underdog coach, arguably, in the Big Ten. Harbaugh never wins as an underdog. Mel Tucker wins. Everywhere he goes is an underdog.
I think Kirk Ferentz is in there as well. I mean, and you're forgetting about Pat Fitzgerald. You tend to be, you proclaim yourself to be like the mentor to the media.
Yeah.
You also are like the world's biggest prisoner of the moment, which is happening right now. So you see Mel like beat Miami and he's like, yes! And you just dive into the prison cell of the moment.
You don't like...
Now, Mel is very good, and I'm a big fan of what Michigan State has done with Kenneth Walker. Yep. But the best underdog coach in the Big Ten is Pat Fitzgerald. Let's not be the prisoner of the moment. They've won the division two of the last 3 years, and he's done it at Northwestern. Like that, Pat Fitzgerald does more with less in the Big Ten than anybody. Now, having said that, I love what Michigan State has done.
Hey.
And their identity of toughness and physical play and run game,
yeah.
that's gonna pay huge dividends down the road in the Big Ten schedule. And that division, by the way, all of a sudden looks like it's somewhat up in the air. Penn State looks very good.
Very good.
Michigan, I'm not going to say this is the year because that's just like, it's great. Michigan looks good. They're leading the country in rushing, and then Michigan State
I'll
also.
I'll tell you, how about that? I got to be honest, just that whole Penn State thing. Oh, my God.
That was good.
I took Auburn. I was slightly off. So let's go to this. So when you you got a big announcement. Let's wait. I want to hold that for a couple minutes. You got a big, major announcement.
I've got news. I'm breaking news here on your show today.
Okay. So one more little tiny thing. So it's not news yet, USC. So I came out and I said, listen, consider a pro coach. Miami, UCLA, and USC are urban universities. You're not going to control things. Like, you got to get out of that. NFL coaches never get control. The owner has it. The GM has it. So NFL coaches, they like to coach. They don't worry too much about control. College guys tend to be kind of control freaks.
No, they're dictators.
Okay, so I said, LA, Miami, look at the history. Go, you know, John Robinson, Pete Carroll, Dennis Erickson, Jimmy Johnson, Butch Davis, they either came from the NFL or appreciated it and saw the NFL as a real future job. So I threw Doug Peterson out. The Philadelphia coach who's on the beach reminds me of an offensive Pete Carroll, kind of a youthful, fun. If he lived in Hermosa Beach tomorrow and coached USC, he looks and feels like the coach. But I'll say this. And I'm not that I'm anti-college coach, but I would prefer a pro coach. The name I've heard from about six people, I don't even like going there, but good God, does he have a presence and does he feel big as James Franklin? He feels huge. I watched him before that game. He like owns every room he's in.
Yeah, I mean, and he's done a really good job with Penn State and gotten them to a point where he won a Big Ten championship, probably should have gone to the playoff over an Ohio State team that he beat that year.
Yes,
but he didn't get in because of our wonky system with the postseason. he's done a heck of a job. He can recruit.
Yes.
And I think the one question, because I agree with you, and I don't think that the coach has to have coached in the NFL, but he has to have, I call it NFL DNA. And what does that mean? It means that a coach can own a pro city with his presence and also be comfortable enough in his own skin for his players to be more famous than him. That takes a unique personality.
It does.
And
James has that.
And I think James has that as well. He's done a heck of a job. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of interest there mutually.
I'm hearing that name in L.A. from people that have at least they're around USC. I'm just hearing it over and over from people I respect.
I have as well.
Okay. All right. So I don't know what's going on here. You got some big announcement to make.
Yes.
All right. So announce it.
Okay. So next week, our Big Noon kickoff game is going back to Madison. We will have the Wolverines on our air against Wisconsin, Big Noon Saturday. But we also have had our road show, the Big Noon kickoff, out with us to begin the season, and they're coming back out on the road. So we are going back to Madison, Wisconsin with Big Noon kickoff. Rob, Reggie, Matt, Brady, and Coach Stoops will be live on campus for Big Noon kickoff. Coverage starts at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Not this Saturday, but next. We're going to be live both shows in Chicago this week for Wisconsin Notre Dame.
Oh.
But the big news is Big Noon Kickoff will be live from Madison next Saturday, October 2nd, before Wisconsin and Michigan kick on Fox at noon Eastern.
I'll tell you what, these noon games are great.
I love them, and the ratings have been terrific.
I'm telling you,
the appetite for college football right now has never been better. And this is exactly what we needed, is more teams to have interest. Now all we need, and by the way, the College Football Playoff Board of Managers are meeting today, and they're talking about expansion. It's not going to go through today because of the SEC and their growth and expansion with Texas and Oklahoma, but very quickly, it will happen at some point. It's going to be great for the sport, in particular if we can grow to 10, 12, or maybe even 14 teams. Because think of all the teams that would still have a massive amount of interest. Think about BYU fans right now. Thinking about a 12-team playoff, they'd be like, we're right in the hunt. We're 3-0, two ranked wins. BYU would be right in the hunt for the playoff. That would be good for the sport, folks.
Good to see you. You know what? The mutual respect here between us is
strong. It's very high. It's been stronger this year than others. I just have to pull you out of that prisoner of the moment issue.
I got a lot of passion for what I'm doing.
Sometimes I understand. I mean, you forgot about Pat Fitzgerald, who was basically offered the Packers job a couple of years ago.
You got Ryan Day in Canton 3 weeks ago.
When did this happen? I've never compared him to Belichick in my life.
Some of you media types. I'm not in the media.
You're not?
No. I always say this. Austin, Texas is in Texas. It's not of Texas.
You're in the media, not of the media. I see. You're a man of the people.
Boom.
That's interesting because I actually go and I'm around people and none of them claim that you're a man of the people when I'm out and about.
You and Nick Wright may get canceled next week. I just don't like how I'm being treated.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This weekend on Fox, start Saturday strong with the Big Noon Kickoff pregame show at 10 a.m. Eastern, live from Soldier Field in Chicago. Then at noon Eastern, we have a good one for you. Jack Cohn and the 12th-ranked Fighting Irish take on number 18 Wisconsin. A huge Big Noon Saturday begins at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
Listen, let's be honest. These are two great programs. And Notre Dame, Brian Kelly, and I know Notre Dame is dismissed often, but they have done a great job. Brian Kelly has done a great job with this program. They are, as Joel Klatt accurately pointed out, they're rebuilding their offensive front. They've done a tremendous job. They've really figured out what they are. And that's a lot of it in college football. You know, Texas and California schools and Florida schools can do a lot of things. But when you're a northern cold weather program, you're not going to have as many great running backs as LSU. You're going to have to convince kids to come up here and play in the cold. So you have to figure out, as a cold weather program, what are we? Because we can't be all things. You know, the Miami Hurricanes in their heyday, they could do speed, they could do finesse, they could be... The Alabama can be a lot of different things because they're recruiting classes. That's not to say that Notre Dame doesn't have good recruiting classes, but Brian Kelly has figured out we are a power football team. We're going to build the best offensive lines in the country, and that means we can go toe-to-toe with Georgia, which they've done twice in the last 3 years. They've really figured it out. I'm taking them as an underdog. Upset. It's not a great Notre Dame team. It's going to be really close. It's going to be a really good game. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Well, Aaron Rodgers had his weekly spot on the Pat McAfee show yesterday.
Oh, grievance time.
And he did not mince words with the people talking about him and criticizing him.
It's absolute horseshit to give a platform to people who have no idea what they're talking about as far as my mental state and, you know, my focus, my work habits. People that have not been around me, they're not in my life, I don't have communication with them, or not in the locker room. I mean, that's just it's chicken shit, you know. It's so ridiculous that people get a platform to do this, and it's the same type of people.
Let me ask you this. We live in a country. There are senators, mayors, governors that control our lives.
Right.
That are totally unqualified. We had a president like that.
Correct.
Totally unqualified. That's a concern. It's not a real global concern that somebody was given a sports writer job that probably isn't that great. The idea that it's just outrageous in society that blogger has a voice. No, what's outrageous is when you get people in command of our lives. It could be a White House. It could be the governorship. It could be a senator. That's what scares me. The idea that it's so outrageous that somebody got a blue check mark in the media. Who gives a rip?
Well, first of all, who's to say that they're not qualified?
Aaron.
Okay.
Well, Aaron said his general manager in the offseason wasn't qualified. Well, I like what he says. JerMichael Finley has no right to an opinion. That's who he's talking about. He was a teammate. He was a high-end player in the league. He doesn't know me.
Here's the thing. We don't get in the habit of defending the media a lot because we're hysterical and self-important, and we're really just nerds talking about what other people do for a living. So I like to coat myself in self-awareness when I do this every day. However, I did do a lot of work to get here. You've been in this business quite some time.
32 years.
And while I don't know, and you don't know, the mental state of Aaron Rodgers, he talks about it.
All the time.
The information that we are working off of is from the words that have come from Aaron Rodgers' actual face. Those sounds that have come out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth
we react to
are what we are reacting
to.
By
the way, he's really talking about Bill Cowher, Nate Burleson, JerMichael Finley. They've all earned the right on their platforms to an opinion. They were all
excellent. Not only
did
they earn those platforms, they've earned the opinion. If you're talking about some troll on the internet, sure, none of us like them. But none of those people are qualified.
But Aaron shouldn't even be worried about any of us. We're media people.
Look, it's if you want to worry about it, that's fine. We all get talked about all day long. How you deal with other people talking about you is your business. But the problem that I have with it is that there's this idea that we are talking about his mental state like we're making it up. The only reason that I have an opinion about Aaron Rodgers' mental state this offseason is because of what he said about it. He said, I am taking time for myself.
That's what he said.
I didn't say he was doing that. You didn't say that. Nate Burleson didn't say that. Aaron Rodgers said it.
He also said in this bite his Zen approach. He acknowledged his mental state. He called it a Zen approach. So he's talking about his mentals. We're not. We're reacting to it. Do I think he comes across as a kind of insecure, high-maintenance, psychology 101 projecting? Yeah, because I took enough. I've been to enough therapists in my life, you know, tell me things. Some of his stuff is just get over it.
I've been on Aaron Rodgers' side throughout this whole thing.
You have. You've been totally on his side, but it's getting overwhelming.
Well, it's just like, what are you saying? No one's making it up. No one's making it up. You said it. You can't be mad at something when you said it. That is where it came from. He also noted that the media has a propensity for clicks and hits and views, and that the most outlandish opinions are the ones that receive attention.
That's not true. In fact, I'll give you a truth bomb here. In my history, my most downloaded opinions have been when I have a strong, accurate opinion on a star, often positive, not negative. My most downloaded piece of content yesterday was talking about the greatness of Tom Brady and his longevity. It was easily my most downloaded piece. Mm-hmm. The idea that negative always gets more downloads is just Aaron doesn't know what he's talking about, nor does outlandish stuff get clicks, because that would be insinuating the public's dumb.
Right.
The public reacts in my 30-year career. My biggest downloads are not I don't think I have outrageous opinions. They're when I have a strong opinion on LeBron, often positive, when I call him better than Michael, or that's my biggest click. My biggest clicks aren't saying, if I went on the air today and said, Aaron Rodgers is terrible, it wouldn't get clicks because it's invalid and the audience
isn't. Well,
it's
invalid, and also that's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt Aaron Rodgers because it's not true.
Yeah, it undermines credibility. So again, this has always been, critics always say this, hot takes get the clicks. No, they don't.
No.
They don't. It's strong opinions on the biggest stars.
Never have we ever come into a prep meeting like, what's the hottest take we could come up with today?
That is such a hacky comment. That's not what gets clicks. If clicks, we're paying you big money, it's not that.
Yeah. I mean, we're all nerds in the media. We get it. Okay. But like, my opinion of what's happened with Aaron Rodgers has been because of what Aaron Rodgers has said. That's it. Because I don't know Aaron Rodgers. So it's only about what he said. Many players and fans are not happy with the NFL's new taunting rule that they are enforcing this season. I didn't have a huge reaction when I found out this was happening before the season.
There was one really, really bad call this week. I forget. It was at this.
It was the Seahawks game.
Seahawks game. It was ridiculous.
It was DJ Reed.
Yeah, it was celebrating. Stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid. Well, Ron Rivera has addressed some of the criticism of it, and he said it should be used as a preventive measure.
We've had this example where one guy taunts a guy and then the guy comes back for a little payback, and next thing you know, you got a big fight on your hands. You want these guys to keep their personality. You want them to be who they are, because these guys are explosive players that make dynamic plays. But the intent is so that somebody doesn't do something that gets somebody to come back with a little retribution. You don't want that. You don't want, you know, somebody out for revenge. That's what we're trying to prevent.
I am a solution-oriented person.
What?
So I thought about this morning, because I obviously did not love how the NFL was calling it this weekend. It's over the top. Like, a little bit of celebration, even if you're in someone's face, is okay. I wasn't concerned about it becoming a problem, but fans are over it. There were 11 taunting calls in the first 2 weeks.
By the way, that's less than one a game.
The same number of taunting calls that were handed out for the entire 2020 season.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit excessive. Here's a solution. Get rid of the taunting call and up the punishment if you get in a fight. Make the punishment for getting in a fight so outrageous that it's not worth it and you know it in the back of your mind. Because the taunting call is just... it's part of the game. I didn't have a big reaction to this when they made the rule change in the offseason, but it's obvious.
It's also
too much.
It's very subjective. An overwhelming majority of the NFL calls are not subjective. It's
right.
Offsides.
Yes.
So the hardest call in the league is pass interference. And that's the one we argue about every Monday.
Yep.
It's always a pass interference call. So this becomes a very subjective call. So the reason people are always complaining about umpiring in baseball and basketball officiating, a lot of the calls are just, they're subjective. Balls and strikes always complain about, because if you had a machine do it, it wouldn't. Like tennis took it out of the umpire. Yeah. Tennis, they got the machines in or out. So in the NFL, we don't really talk about officiating that much, and we never feel like, oh, games are rigged. You hear that about the NBA every 15 minutes. You want to get out of subjective calls. Pass interference will always be that. But this is why I don't like it. What you see and I see
are two different things.
I understand why they're doing it, but it gets to be like, I've seen two this year that are literally punitive, hurt a team, and are ridiculous.
Yes, and then it's just a reaction. And if it's affecting the game, then it's got to go. But there has to be a solution, because obviously there is a concern about it, things getting out of control. So the solution is make it so punitive to get in a fight that, like, you're suspended two games if you get in a fight.
Yeah.
So if you choose to react after somebody celebrates and cause a fight, that will hurt you. You won't get paid. It's going to hurt your team. And you will know that in the back of your mind. Yeah. Like, there's a way to balance this without it affecting the actual game in the moment because you jumped up and celebrated over an incompletion. Right. So big news in Chicago. Here we go. Andy Dalton, knee injury against the Bengals last week. Justin Fields will be making his first career start Sunday against the Browns. So that game just got exponentially more interesting, and they are going to be without Jarvis Landry, are the Browns. Matt Nagy said that Dalton is still dealing with the injury. It's week to week, but he will return as the starter once healthy again, which I don't believe is the case unless Justin Fields is really terrible. But Justin Fields was 6 for 13, 60 passing yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. Didn't have a great outing once Dalton went down, but he is going to have essentially a full week to prepare now. Browns are currently favored by 7, according to Fox Bet, and Nick Foles will be backing him up.
There you go. Nick Foles, by the way, is the best backup in the National Football League. Miami? Well, you got Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
Miami's
we have Jacoby
fine.
Brissett. Washington is where you think it would be interesting.
Yeah, Washington could use Nick Foles. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live
Okay,
news.
So what I do every week, I like to on like Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday, I'll go to my NFL predictions, and I'm not going to do it all season, but I'm going to do it for this week and next week. Where was I wrong? Well, it's interesting. I went through every team this morning, and it's not a record thing. It's like what team is better or worse than I thought. There are three teams I think it's possible I was wrong on. One, I think I could be really wrong on. And I'll talk about that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport.
Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlansport.com. That's ProPlansport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
All right, great to have you in. They say good things come to those who wait. The 2021 Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time to set up a test drive, local Mercedes dealer. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So, first month of the season, I like to go back. I take a lot of pride in trying to get my predictions right. Last year, I was 7-for-7 on the AFC. The seven teams I predicted would make the playoffs, all seven made it. I was about 50% in the NFC. So I go back. Let's start with the AFC. Where did I make a mistake? So I'm not sure they're mistakes, but these are things I'm seeing where I think I could be off. Let's start with the Raiders. I had them finishing in fourth place. They're 2-0. Now, they started 2-0 last year. But I will say this. I do think their schedule's brutal. It gets much tougher. At the end of the year, you start looking at really good teams and really good defenses. And I will say this. Their pass rush has been shockingly good. They didn't have a pass rush for 2 years, ever since they got rid of Khalil Mack. This year, they are second in quarterback hits and fifth in pressures. So the surprise is not Derek Carr. That doesn't surprise me at all. The surprise isn't the offense. What they couldn't do is rush the passer. They've gotten very good at it very quickly. I think they'll level off, but I may be wrong on the Raiders. Ruggs now appears to be a legitimate over-the-top piece. Offensive line, though I thought it wasn't going to be as good as last year, they lost several starters, has been fine so far. Maybe I missed on the Raiders. I do think they went 2-0 last year. I do think they level out. The second team is Arizona. I thought they'd be, game above 500 kind of team. But because the division's so brutal. And I think this will level out. They should have lost this weekend. But Kyler Murray's ceiling, I can't find it. So, I thought, he got better first to second year. I thought he'd get slightly better. He looks way better. So, and they went all in. They went all in with their acquisition. So they are better offensively than I thought. I've always had my questions about Cliff Kingsbury, but I'll say this. He and Kyler work. They work together very well. So am I wrong on that? No, I think they come back down to earth because the division's really, really good. So I don't think the Raiders in that tough division or Arizona in that tough division, I don't think I've missed yet, but they're better than I thought. Raiders rush better than I thought. Arizona's offense even better than I thought. The one I think I could have missed, but again, their schedule gets really hard, is Philadelphia. So, I didn't like the coach. Their offensive line and defensive lines felt old, but both their lines are healthy, and I think I may have missed on them. They look pretty good. Even in their loss last week to the Niners. The Niners struggled to move the ball. They couldn't move their O or D lines off the ball. So they're a very interesting team. Now, I think Philadelphia, this is my feeling, is going to upset the Cowboys this week. That'll make my prediction look even worse. But here's what we know about Philadelphia. Their schedule gets just incredibly brutal at Dallas, Kansas City, at Carolina, Tampa, at the Raiders. That's pretty tough. So my feeling is I'm wrong on Philadelphia. They are better than I thought on both offensive and defensive lines. I don't think Jalen Hurts is a lock. I think there's real limitations there. But the division's lousy. The Giants are maybe worse than we thought. Washington's not as good. Philadelphia to this point looks like, I mean, I missed. Their O-line and D-line play, if healthy, is really, really strong. And I think we'll know more with Philadelphia in a couple of weeks. But I think they're one of my favorite picks on the board this week. They lost to San Francisco, and everybody's going to bail on them. But San Francisco's got great line play, and they didn't budge. Jimmy Garoppolo struggled. That offense struggled for most of the day. So Philadelphia could just be a whiff by me. There you go. The other thing, it's fascinating. So I make predictions before the season. And then, you know, and I think we all make them for the same reason. We look at last year's momentum. We look at the did you draft and solve a real hole. The coach-quarterback combinations. I think most of you, myself included, Joy, we all make predictions. We all make them kind of for the same reasons. You know, we just kind of know. We like the coach. We like the quarterback. They were pretty good at the end of last year. I mean, there's always, you know, four teams that made it last year won't make it this year. That's happened for like 25 years. Four teams that didn't make the playoffs will make it this year. That's happened for like 25 years. And I was very high on the Cleveland Browns. And I still am. But it's interesting when you go to 2 or 3 weeks into a season and you start seeing things develop and injuries and urgency. I looked at Cleveland's schedule and I'm like, I think they could win 13 games. But if you look at their schedule today, it's interesting. So this is their last should be favored by a lot game. So they face the Bears, and the Bears now are going to a rookie quarterback. So they're going to win this game. They're favored by 7, although they don't have Jarvis Landry. But where it gets interesting is Jarvis Landry. If you look at Cleveland's schedule this morning, if Minnesota loses to Seattle, their entire season is that home game against Cleveland. It's the whole season. And that team can score, and right now the Browns' defense, I think, has been disappointing. Then they go to the Chargers, who basically gave the Cowboy game away. In that division, Vegas undefeated, Denver undefeated. That feels like an urgent game for the Chargers, a season decider. Oh, then it's Arizona and Denver, two of the most surprising teams in the NFL. And by the way, Jarvis Landry not going to be there for the Bears, the Vikings, or the Chargers, and you cross your fingers, he's going to be healthy in a shootout against Arizona. And it's also crucial for Baker Mayfield because he's going to look like the better quarterback this weekend. But he's going to face two of his contemporaries, Justin Herbert and Kyler Murray, and he's going to be judged on that. These are young quarterbacks who I think have more talent, a lot more. So it's just one of those things where you start looking at Jarvis Landry's out, and I have them winning their division, but Baltimore beats Kansas City. You're like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden you see, boy, that Minnesota, if I'm a Browns fan, I am rooting for the Vikings to win. Because if the Vikings beat Seattle, that's a huge national win, you know, week to week. Minnesota comes down a little. If they lose to Seattle, the whole season for the Vikings. What if the Chargers lose this weekend? You could have back-to-back teams, really talented teams.
In desperation mode.
And don't kid yourself. You just don't know week to week what you're getting. Great teams that get blown out always play great the next week. Desperate teams usually play really, really well. Stuff to consider. All right, good stuff. Joel Klatt, Nick Wright. Don't forget, Defy Your Age with M-Drive, the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels, keeps you lean and energized, free shipping, and 20% off now if you use the code HERD. MDriveForMen.com. Don't let age define you. Hour 3, we're flying by. Half of my sandwich from Jersey Mike's already polished off. Tomorrow I get Sam Darnold. What a world we live in with all this football. And the ratings, as Joel Klatt said, College football ratings through the roof. Hour three next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.